I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. You know, I came from a single parent home. She raised four men and one lady. My sister, she's the oldest. And my mom just fought so hard for us to make sure we had everything. And she installed in us, I am my brother's keeper. Like, she told us that you have three brothers. You don't need a friend to go home, or a friend that want to play with you that day, you go home and play with your brother. So she just fought so hard for us to be able to have a childhood. Growing up, I was always too big, so I couldn't play with my friends in the little league. It was always by the pound. You know, it was always mandatory weigh-ins. You got to wear a certain amount. So I used to play street ball a lot. And I used to actually make my friends play with me when they got there. They organized football practices. Like, okay, now you got to play with me in street football. But my first time playing organized football was my freshman year of high school. I went out there. It was tough. I didn't know how to put my pads in. My friends would pick at me, like, because I had my thigh pads and my knee pads as my knee pads. I didn't have no butt pad, no hip pad. I didn't know how to put on anything. I can remember one quote my coaches always say, football not for everybody, and football separate men from boys. And I used to always, it was a joke, and I used to always get up and say, well, football ain't for me. And I walk off the field, I'm like, man, come on, stop playing it up. I actually quit 3 times a week. I was like, man, mom, no, I ain't playing no more. And the coach would come to her house and they'll try to talk to her about it. I played defensive line my freshman year. The end of that season, I was switched over to offensive line. So I was like, man, coach, I don't want to switch over. I want to play defense. And he encouraged me to play it. And he sat me down that draft year, and he sat at his house and watched the draft. And he pointed out to me, watch how many big guys go first. The majority of them was big men. We looked up their salaries and what they're making, how just because doing something you love by playing a game. And I just was like, wow, that many digits, that many figures. I was like, okay. I mean, after that, it still was tough because it was my first time playing organized football, and it was so hard. And, you know, I was a guy who grew up with my childhood friends and my brothers, and I was away from the family. I was after school, not going straight home from school, going straight to football. I was like, man, I can't get used to this. But eventually I got used to it, and I'm glad it happened that way. I'm the first in the family for almost everything to attend college, to be a professional athlete. And, you know, everybody was over there, and my mom actually wanted to do it. She wanted to throw a gathering Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And so with my name, around mid-third round, we just sitting there, and, you know, my brother's looking at me, everybody looking at me. You know, I'm trying to keep a cool head. I'm smiling through the process. I'm like, you know, letting them know I'm okay. My mom dragged me outside and said, don't play with me. And she was like, I don't care what round you go. I'm very proud of you, from where you fought from, where you came from, how you been handling it. You were such a mature man. I watched you grow into a beautiful man. I'm so proud of you as your mother. I don't care what round you go. Just go in there and you know what you got to do. And I, you know, I started crying because I had another year of school. And I felt like I had to remember back that me and my family made a decision together for me to come out of school early. Cause we were struggling. I was getting phone calls from teams. I was like, okay, so this is how the process really go. You know, teams telling me, oh yeah, we got another pick in the 7th round. I'm like, 7th round? Man, I had another year of school, but I couldn't. My people kept me straight. I was like, can't think of it that way. You made the decision for one reason, to help benefit your family. When the Eagles called, I noticed the process was longer. And you know, I talked to the one guy who I met at the combine, talking to him. He was like, yeah, well, here's Eugene. And I was like, yeah, what's up, coach? He's like, yeah, man. And he was like, okay, here's Andy Reid. I was like, okay, I ain't do this with Buffalo or Pittsburgh. And I talked to Andy Reid, and Andy Reid was like, okay, here's Howie, the junior manager. And I talked to him, and Howie was like, okay, I'm going to get back to Andy Reid. And Andy Reid was like, how you feel about being an Eagle? And I just threw my head back in my family. Everybody was like, what they saying? And Andy Reid was like, be prepared to come in here or whatever. And I was like, 6th round. So I said, I got an opportunity to come in here and compete and play or help much as I can. And I was, you know, upset about the round, but then again, I was like, I got a chance to play right away. I just want to come in and compete. That's what all I asked for.